Well, it's Friday and it's been a long week, and I'm sure you could probably use a little bit of good news, so that's what I got for you today. I'm Brad Mitchell and this is A Bit of Info. Now, of course, I've said it before, good news oftentimes starts with something terrible. A cop in Southwest Michigan tried to pull over a motorcycle last month after he clocked it at 92 miles an hour, but the guy wouldn't stop because it turned out the bike was stolen. Well, the guy eventually crashed and the cop pulled up next to him. Apparently, he wasn't hurt that bad, though, because he charged at the cop and attacked him. While they were struggling, another guy pulled over and he attacked the cop too. Turns out he was the guy's brother. Apparently they stole the bike together and he was following him in his car. He ended up getting the cop in a headlock and the other brother went for the cop's gun, but luckily, a 50-year-old guy named Keith People saw it while he was driving by. He says he didn't really have time to think. He just jumped out of his car, pulled one guy off the cop, then pulled the other guy off and put him in a headlock. A 44-year-old man named Jerry Burnham also stopped to help, and the cop arrested the two brothers. 21-year-old Michael Barber and 19-year-old Travis Wise are both facing multiple felony charges. Luckily, it could have been a lot worse, but thanks to the heroic actions of Jerry Burnham and Keith People, that police officer made it out of a potentially tragic situation. As I always say, I can't personally advocate for putting yourself in any sort of personal danger or harm, but heroes come in all shapes and sizes in life, so it's always a good idea to be on the lookout for your heroic moment. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.